Title, GCSE History Revision, Migrants to Britain, C 1250 to present. Intro music, upbeat and modern, fades into background. Hello, and welcome to your go-to GCSE History Revision podcast. Today, we're tackling the OCR thematic study, Migrants to Britain, C 1250 to the present day. I'm your guide, and over the next 10 minutes, we'll condense nearly 1,000 years of history into the essential knowledge you need to ace your exam. We'll cover the key groups, the reasons they came, their experiences, and most importantly, how to impress the examiners. This isn't just a story. It's about securing those top marks. So grab a pen and let's get started. Short musical transition. The absolute heart of this topic, and where so many marks are won and lost, is understanding the second order concepts of change and continuity. As you revise, constantly ask yourself, what changed for migrants over this vast period, and what, often surprisingly, stayed the same? Examiners expect you to compare the drivers of migration, the experiences of migrants, and the reactions of the host population across different eras. Let's walk through the key waves. First, the medieval Jews, invited by William the Conqueror after 1066. The key pull factor was economic. The king needed their financial skills. They were legally under his protection, but were often resented for their role as moneylenders, a practice forbidden for Christians. This resentment, combined with religious prejudice, created a hostile environment, a powerful push factor for them to leave, culminating in the Edict of Expulsion in 1290. A crucial date. Fast forward to the 16th and 17th centuries, we see the arrival of the Huguenots, French Protestants fleeing persecution, the pull factor, England's relative religious tolerance, and the chance for a safe life. They brought incredible skills, particularly in silk weaving, transforming areas like Spitalfields in London. Their integration is often seen as a success story, but it wasn't without initial tension over jobs. Now, let's consider the Irish during the mid-19th century. The Great Famine of the 1840s was a catastrophic push factor. Millions came to Britain seeking survival. They provided the labor for Britain's Industrial Revolution, building canals and railways. However, they faced intense anti-Catholic prejudice and were often stereotyped, living in poor conditions. Notice the continuity here? Economic need pulling migrants in, but social tension and prejudice marking their experience? From the 1880s, a new wave of Jewish migrants arrived, this time from Eastern Europe, fleeing the violent pogroms in the Russian Empire. Like the Huguenots, they were refugees. They settled in concentrated communities like London's East End and revitalized industries like tailoring. But their arrival sparked debate, leading to a pivotal piece of legislation you must know, the 1905 Aliens Act. This was the first time the government introduced peacetime controls on immigration, a massive turning point. Finally, after World War II, Britain faced huge labor shortages. The government actively encouraged immigration from the Commonwealth. The 1948 British Nationality Act confirmed their right to settle. The arrival of the Empire Windrush in 1948, carrying workers from the Caribbean, is a landmark event. This Windrush generation, and later migrants from India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, were pulled by jobs in the new NHS, on the buses, and in factories. Yet they faced the color bar, widespread racial discrimination in housing and employment. This led to further legislation like the 1962 Commonwealth Immigrants Act, which began to restrict this migration, and the first Race Relations Act in 1965, which attempted to combat discrimination. So, you can see the pattern. Economic needs often pull migrants to Britain, but their reception is complex, often involving hostility before a gradual integration. That is the analysis that gains you credit. Short musical transition. Now for the exam technique. Let's talk common mistakes. A classic error in explain questions is just telling the story. The command word is explain why. You must analyze causes. For a 12-mark question on why the Huguenots came to Britain, don't just narrate their journey. Structure it with three PEEL paragraphs. Point, evidence, explain, link. For example, your first point would be religious persecution, evidenced by the revocation of the Edict of Nantes in 1685. You then explain how this created a direct threat to their lives, forcing them to flee, and link it back to the question. For source questions, typically 8 marks, never ever dismiss a source as biased and therefore not useful. An examiner will credit you for seeing what the bias reveals. A hostile cartoon of an Irish migrant from the 1860s is incredibly useful for an inquiry into English attitudes toward the Irish. Your mantra should be, Content, provenance, limitations, judgment. What does it say? Who made it, when, and why? What doesn't it tell me? And finally, make a judgment. How useful is it for this specific inquiry? Remember to use precise terminology. Words like pogroms, Lascars, assimilation, and laissez-faire demonstrate AO1 precision and will be rewarded by examiners. Short musical transition. Prost, ready for a quick-fire recall quiz? I'll ask a question, you pause and answer, then I'll give you the correct response. Let's go! 1. In what year were the Jews officially expelled from medieval England? Pause. Answer. 1290 by the Edict of Expulsion. 2. Name the 1905 Act that was the first major peacetime legislation to control immigration. Pause. Answer. The Aliens Act. 3. What was the name of the ship that brought one of the first large groups of post-war Caribbean migrants to Britain in 1948? Pause. Answer. The Empire Windrush. 4. What is the term for the violent anti-Jewish riots in the Russian Empire that pushed many to migrate in the late 19th century? Pause. Answer. Pogroms. How did you do? If you got all 4, fantastic. If not, make a note and revisit those key facts. Short musical transition. So, to summarize, this is a topic of change and continuity. The reasons for migration, economic, political, religious, and the experiences of migrants have both evolved and stayed strikingly similar. For top marks, you must compare these themes across time, using specific, detailed knowledge like the 1905 Aliens Act, the 1962 Commonwealth Immigrants Act, and the 1948 British Nationality Act. Structure your answers around the command words, analyze sources for what their provenance and bias reveal, and always, always support your points with precise, factual evidence. Outro music starts, fades in. That's all for this episode. Keep practicing those retrieval cues, and you'll be in a great position to smash your exam. Thanks for listening, and happy revising. Music swells and fades out.